Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch. Mwah!
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, now celebrating our 24th year on the air, on radio and around the world in our simulcast. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. TJ Fox is here. TJ's with Verizon. He's the senior VP and president of their business markets. TJ, thanks again for being here. You want to give us a website? Tell us a little bit about what you guys are up to?
So Verizon.com/business, we have all everything right there that you would need. And I think maybe we should get into other areas that small businesses can take advantage, especially in this digital and cloud-based world that we're operating in an environment that is so unique because of, the COVID situation. And hopefully we're going to ramp out very quickly, Jim.
Well, and what I'm really more interested in, TJ, then I know you can answer this question, is, as you know, you've heard architects say form follows function. Well, small businesses follow customers. And I want to know what we can do to respond to the mobile expectations because more of our customers don't even have a computer. Everything they do, 100% of consumers do 100% of it on their mobile, and what can we do to make sure that we're matching that, whether it be giving them information, content, or taking payments? What do you think?
Yeah, look, I think that your digital presence online is your presence. Whether you're a small business in a small town, you need to make sure that from a mobile device or a computer, but a mobile device, your presence is there. It's not just your phone number you've had for 25 years. And, things like, I have Yahoo Small Business underneath me, and we have a product called MobileWorks. And it shows you from a single dashboard how you're listing in things like Google and Yahoo and Bing, mm-hmm. and, what your hours are and where you're located and from a GPS perspective and, what does your website hold? A lot of small businesses sometimes don't have a website. And, through Yahoo Small Business, we can provide you website builders, domains, business emails, addresses, all online very quickly, and it's all connected. Those things are very key for small business owners to compete, whether you're the pizza place or whether you're a technician, putting technicians in the field. You have to have that digital presence out there that can be absorbed and consumed in a mobile way.
And
but
your people need to be trained how to use those things too.
Absolutely.
Because I was looking for an appliance one time, kind of in a hurry, and the one I bought it from was the person who had the company who had an employee who was willing to use their mobile phone to take a picture of the appliance and text it to me. The other company didn't have anybody who could do that. The one I bought it from was the one who had an employee who was mobile savvy.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're competing against businesses that are digital. And in your last segment, you talked about the big folks that have billion-dollar IT departments.
Yeah.
But the beauty today is with the cloud and with these products and services that are available out there and mobile connectivity, businesses can ramp so quickly to take advantage of that for their customers and their segment that they want to compete with.
I want to ask you, in terms of coverage, what percentage of coverage of your four LTE coverage, what percent of that is now your national 5G? How far out are you guys on 5G?
On our launch of our national 5G in the fourth quarter, we're covering hundreds of millions of population across the United States, and it'll continue to grow.
Is there a map? On your website that shows us where you covered for 5G?
You can go out to Verizon and you can see our coverage map. Right. Absolutely.
And the 5G, the national 5G, that's your garden variety 5G, and then the Ultra is the next level. That's coming out after that, right? I mean, it's going to be rolling out.
Ultra wideband, we're opening in cities across the U.S., and we'll continue to build that here over the coming months and years.
Check it out, folks, verizon.com/business. Hey, TJ, good job today. Will you come back?
I absolutely will, Jim. You take care of yourself. And
enjoyed having you on the show. TJ Fox, ladies and gentlemen, with Verizon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.